Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're so happy you're here. Rod is a trance channel. His consciousness is entirely gone, so the being that comes through to address your questions will be clear information, no filter. We will take questions in the order of call-in, and we are ready to go. Let's get started.
Hello, dear one. This is Mary Magdalene.
Oh, wonderful. Mary Magdalene, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start?
That light that you have within you, crank it up.
Okay, crank it up. All right, because there's a lot of good stuff happening and human consciousness rising more and more is the key, is it not?
It is, and one way that you can help significantly is to shine your light stronger.
Okay. Sounds good to me. All right. We have, is it you, Talkit? Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Is your name you, Talkit?
Yeah, this is you, Talkit.
Oh, you, Talkit. Okay, I got it. All right. Sorry about that. Okay. Thank you so much, Chitatip. Here's Mary Magdalene.
Hello, dear one. How can I help you?
Oh, at this point, I just would like to know where, in terms of the ascension, where everything is. Things here on Earth are very chaotic. So what's the perspective of everyone on the other side?
Well, I'm not sure I understand the first part of your question, but let me take a crack at it. The ascension will be wherever you are at. Anybody who's meant to ascend, who's ready, who has chosen to ascend, will be where they need to be at the time that it happens. Okay?
Okay.
And the second part of your question was?
I think that answered the second part, too. So we are fine here.
Okay. All right. How else can I help you, dear?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Thank you, Chitata. Namaste.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Did you have another question?
No?
Okay. Okay. Thanks for calling in. Okay. How about we start with what's really hot in the news, finally? Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
okay.
I wasn't sure
if
you said D. Okay, I have several questions
Okay. Considering
what's happening on Earth at the moment. I just read where Sweden has legalized child marriages for Muslim refugees who come into their country, and the country they come from, it's okay via Sharia law to have children, 5 years old, 8 years old, 12 years old, girls as their wives. Is this true that Sweden really did make this a law so this can happen to these children?
It is true, but it won't hold. It won't last.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then on the last call, it was stated that the Nasties are desperate and that they want to do some major damage to humanity. I don't know if it's through bombings or poisonings to mass majority of people. Is this going to be stopped?
Yes, my dear. They don't really have any power left, but they're going to bluff as much as they can.
Okay. Field McDonald, his sister is Christine Marcy, founder of the Senior Executive Services, and he calls her the most evil person in the world. And last night he stated that he was flying to London, England, because she told him she was ready to surrender. Did she surrender to him?
Yes.
So what does this mean to the Nasties, the bad guys and gals?
That's a defeat.
For all of them or just for the senior executive service people?
Oh, just for the thousands of them.
Okay, for thousands? Okay, great. And then about a month ago, there was a helicopter crash in the United Kingdom. And on a call, we were told one of the people that died was David Rockefeller. On the news today, a David Rockefeller that was 101 years old, they said he died at home today or yesterday. Is this two different David Rockefellers, like senior, like a grandfather and then like a grandson, or what? Or same person?
Like a father and a son.
Oh, cool. Okay, so that should be rocking the Rockefellers then. Donald Trump Jr.
I would not wish that on anyone.
Oh, well, that's true. So we all die, correct? So I look at it as you got to go sometime. So I don't know if that sounds callous. But anything else before I ask my next question?
No, my dear.
Okay. Donald Trump Jr. is getting a divorce, and this now means his wife can testify him against him in a court of law. Will this cause any problems for Donald Trump?
No.
Okay. And then yesterday, John Hopkins, who was an M15 hitman for the United Kingdom, he confessed on his deathbed that he was ordered to kill Princess Diana by Prince Philip. Is this true that Prince Philip ordered her death?
Actually, it was the Queen.
So how is this going to affect the Queen and Prince Philip? Because this is going worldwide viral. And I know her grandchildren, Prince William and Prince Harry, should be hearing about this.
They will.
So will either the king and or the queen and or Prince Philip soon die because of this?
Well, it's a messy scandal, but I'm afraid that's all it will be.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
There won't be more to it than a scandal, dear.
Oh, there won't be more to it than a scandal. Okay. President Trump picked John Bolton as a new national security advisor, and H.R. McMaster's is no longer in this position. Is Bolton on the side of the good?
He's a good guy.
Okay. And then I saw a picture of John McCain, and it was not John McCain, supposedly with his daughter. Is this a double or a clone?
Double.
And where is the real John McCain?
Detained, shall we say.
Okay. And then Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. A lot's been happening around Facebook, and everybody was wanting to know where he was. And he has been selling his stock like crazy from Facebook. And supposedly he has talked to CNN and his upper management. Did he really talk to them, or was this like a double?
He really did.
Okay, and since it is known he is corrupt, is his assets frozen?
I'm afraid so, my dear.
Okay. And then the United Kingdom expelled 23 Russian diplomats, froze their assets, and suspended high-end contacts. They're saying due to the nerve gas attack. What was the real reason for doing this?
Do you really want to know?
If it is beneficial for everyone to hear, then yes.
Those are members of the cabal. Action has been taken against them.
Oh, the 23 Russian diplomats were cabal. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Okay. And then...
I don't think it's good.
Yes. Trump has now Larry Kudlow for his economic council. Is Larry on the good side?
Mostly.
Mostly. So he might not be there very long in that position?
He will be there for a while.
Okay. And then Q has been focusing on Edward Snowden a lot lately. Are you able to say why he's been commenting about Edward Snowden?
Let's put it this way. This gentleman is as pure as a driven flush.
Oh, okay. And then Q made the statement, we have the sub, hostage release, 1,000 pieces. Is it okay for you to tell us what this actually means, or it's not a good idea to talk about it at the moment?
The pieces are children that have been rescued.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. Oh, that is so lovely. Oh, that's lovely. Were they held? Okay, I don't need to know where. I know MacDill Air Force Base is where a lot of the spacecraft come that's created from Earth and fly over different states and such. When will that be controlled by the good guys?
Within a year.
Okay. And I've heard about these, let me count back 20 years ago, but it's surfacing now. It was from a man who was a Knight Templar, and he was in hiding. And he had told me about guillotines and such that have already been prepared. And this was 20 years ago, and now Ben Fulford is talking about that there's 16,000 guillotine blades ready to be used. Is this true?
It is, my dear.
Will they be used?
Some of them will.
Will that be on people like myself or on the nasties?
My dear, it will be what you call the nasty.
Okay. Will this be publicized?
Well, absolutely.
I did not quite hear the whole answer.
She says, absolutely, it will be publicized.
Oh, my goodness. How gruesome. Oh. Sorry, that just, I don't like that. It just doesn't feel good to me. Okay.
I would think there was something wrong with you. I would think there was something wrong with you if it did.
Okay. Give me a moment. I know they've done wrong, but that's so horrible. I mean, it's just being bad like they are. So sad. So terribly sad.
Understand and agree.
How many stargates are there on Earth?
At present time, 3.
And are those all in stereo?
Are those all what?
In the country of Syria?
No.
Okay, so what's been reporting that Putin has control of 3 stargates in Syria is not accurate?
It's 2 there, and there's 1 elsewhere.
Is that okay? Oh, that's a portal, I think. Okay. Is 1 in the United States by any chance?
No, the other's in CERN.
Oh, was that destroyed along with CERN?
It's shut down.
Oh, okay. Is it shaped like, is it sort of like the one in the movie Stargate? I mean, Stargate and SG-1, is it really shaped and work like that?
Not exactly, my dear. It's quite different.
Okay. And then Cobra has asked that 12,000 people step up to the plate who own their own land to have a small palladium craft come on their property. And so they can create a big, huge contact dish for Earth for the compression breakthrough. Will he get the 12,000 people?
Yes, dear, he will.
And how long will it take for the 12,000 people to come together to do this?
1.5 months.
1.5 months?
4.5 months.
Oh, wow, that long. Okay. Now, we're having the love energy come from the galactic central sun that's going to be surrounding the Earth, going into the Earth, and sending love energy to every living being and Gaia on the planet. And that we're already feeling the effects of this as it gets closer and closer to the Earth. Is it still due to arrive in the approximate time frame Allison Cole has reported?
No, my dear, it's been pushed out.
About how far?
Matter of weeks.
Weeks or 1 week?
Weeks.
Okay, so that could be like 2 weeks, 4 weeks?
Could be.
Okay, so what would it take to get it to be on the other time frame?
Another 3% of humanity shining their light extremely bright.
Okay. So the more people that do the meditation, that helps?
Yes, that helps.
Okay. And then are you willing to explain in more detail what can happen, what is the possibility happening when this energy fully surrounds the Earth and into the Earth?
What are your questions about that?
Mary, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to stop or go on?
You can go on and see what she has
okay.
to say.
Okay, well, you said wisely, and I wasn't sure what your term wisely meant besides mine. So, is it close to what, like, Allison Cole has reported?
That it is, happened? Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to use an example. So, people that have, I'll just use a religion name, Islam, and they believe it's all right to do physical harm and kill others that are not Islam. Will they have a change of heart once this energy comes to the Earth?
Yes, they will.
Will it be a big change or just a slowdown? And I know it probably depends on how dark their soul is, but for the majority, I mean, I see things on Facebook like these guys threw a soda pop drink. They said to this homeless guy, here's a hamburger, and when he got close, they threw a soda pop all over him, and I'm just going, oh, it broke my heart. And will people quit doing things like this?
Yes, my dear. All the negativity will be eliminated or erased, if you will.
Okay. So my friend Velvet asked me to ask this, and since this is coming down the line, she does have two friends who are coming from Virginia or West Virginia to be here on May 2nd. Should this possibly change because of the event?
Are you asking, could the event have already happened?
No, I'm asking, well, if the event has happened, will those people change their mind to come here, or will they still come?
Dear, if the event happens, that kind of activity won't be occurring.
Okay. So since the event has been pushed out, I do have some money tucked aside, but it will only cover me through bills that are due, everything that I have to pay for at the first of what month? Sorry, I have to think what month. We're in March. April. Almost said. So is it advisable I go get a job right away so I have money for middle of April where there's bills going to have to get paid? Because I do not have enough money to cover me through that at the moment.
Yes.
Go get a job.
Yes.
Will I find one easily?
Yes, you will.
The company that I recently left, would they take me back? Or should I look some other place?
In a heartbeat.
Oh, they'll take me back?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't handle the housework, but I'd love to do the other stuff. Okay. Well, that's all at the moment. And I hopefully with the event that the guillotine thing won't happen. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Thank you very much for answering my questions. So will I have the monies to cover everything Francois needs through May 1st?
Yeah.
If the event hasn't happened? Okay. Thank you very much, Mary Magdalene. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. She's gone. Okay, we have the pleasure today of our guest being Mary Magdalene. And for call in for questions, 888-627-6008. Backup number is 323-744-4831. Okay, back to Mary Magdalene. Cindy asked about the Russian diplomats that I believe England kicked out and sent back instead of Cabal.
Yeah.
Okay. So that must have been a good person in England, which has a corrupt government like most countries, that got those people sent back if he knew they were cabal.
Yes,
he did. Okay. So what happened with them going back to Russia? Are they identified as cabal there and Putin's taking care of them? What's happened?
Let's put it this way, they're not happy.
Okay. So it probably wasn't Putin that sent them to England in the first place.
No,
it was not. It was one of the people in his government who's maybe a mixed bag or a nasty who sent them, and it's all come out.
The cabal in the UK asked for them.
Okay, the cabal in the UK asked for those people, to try to strengthen their position in the UK. Okay. And so some capable, smart person kicked them out, and they are now maybe getting three squares or something like that. They're not happy.
They're definitely not happy.
Okay, that is good. All right. Lauren, I believe you were first. Lauren, welcome.
Hi. Okay. I had this very vivid dream where I was approached by some beings who were blue. And they told me, they took me to an elevator, and they told me to go up. I would be going up to the fifth dimension, look around, see how it felt, how things smelled. And then I was sent back down. Well, when I was up there, I turned blue also. And I was sent back down, and they said, take this person up. And it was something about me going back and forth taking people. Does this make any sense?
Absolutely.
Can I ask you another question? Huh?
You were helping people to raise their frequency to the fifth dimensional frequency.
Okay, why is it, are there some of us, I don't know, maybe from a pre-birth agreement that have been getting together for eons, and for some reason we're not going yet. We're going to hang around to help out. I don't know why. For some reason, I don't feel like I'm ready to go yet. And it's a very deep feeling.
I understand. And it is admirable to want to help others who need it.
Yeah. It's just something, I mean, it tears my guts apart when I hear people like, oh, we're just jumping off to this other place. I don't feel like I'm done yet. I feel like I've been working on this for a really long time, and I feel like a lot of people just want to finish what we've been doing.
You will be able to continue your work.
Okay. The other thing is I've been really sick. About a week and a half ago, I started throwing up blood. I went to the hospital. I guess I've got varicites or something. It's these blood vessels that open, because I did abuse alcohol at one point. And then I was told that I have hepatitis C antibodies. Where would I get that? I mean, I don't know how to take care of my health right now, because some of this is pretty bad, but I don't like to take medicines. I mean, I don't know if I was prescribed things that were right, you know, or would harm me.
What? You don't. I didn't know.
I can't hear. It's breaking up.
Hello.
Mary. I can't hear.
Ask your question again.
Okay. Is the medicine that they prescribed for me bad for me? There are some things.
It doesn't serve you.
I didn't think so. Okay. Is there something? Mary talked to Merlin, and he said to take echinacea and the other one. Golden seal. I'm just trying to find out how I should really be treating myself.
The echinacea and the golden seal will serve you well.
Okay, thank you. I think I'm learning to trust my heart, which is really important.
Totally.
There's something really great that I'm learning right now, because I didn't used to be able to. Okay, thank you very much.
Most welcome, dear one.
Namaste.
Thank you, Lauren. Okay, we have Carol. Carol, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, Mary Magdalene. My question tonight is, my husband gave me permission to ask this, but he's having a really bad pain in his left heel. Could you shed any light on to what's causing that?
I don't think you will like the answer.
Well, I don't know where to go with that. You mean, but he needs to know the answer.
I will tell you, but I don't think he will like it.
He needs to know, though, doesn't he?
He does. He needs to be okay being on the earth.
Well, that's interesting. So he doesn't want to be here, in other words.
Correct.
All right, I will relay that information on to him. And I am getting hot stone massages for my health issues, and I can only afford maybe 2 a month. Can you tell me how long it will take at 2 a month to clear up my issues?
Month and a half.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, pardon?
You are welcome.
Yeah, okay, thank you. A long time ago, I met a gentleman, and we talked for maybe a couple of hours, and all of my chakras lit up. It seemed like a really powerful experience. And I would like to know if he's still accessible, I guess. I live in Kansas, and he lives there. He has an uncle in a small town not very far from me.
Yes.
Here's my question. Pardon?
Yes, he is accessible.
Huh. So is he my soulmate?
No, he's a sacred union partner.
Say that again? A sacred union partner?
Yes.
And how is that different from being a soulmate?
Well, your soulmate, since you're incarnate, will be on the other side of the veil, because that's the way the two of you can work the best together.
My soulmate would be on the other side of the veil?
Yes.
Well, I have a soulmate, and he is in Montana, not on the other side of the veil. How is that explained?
I don't think that information is accurate.
In what respect, that he isn't my soulmate?
Correct.
Well, very interesting. Okay, and then this other gentleman I was asking about, should I try to make contact him? Would that be beneficial for both of us?
Yes.
And how would I go about that? I haven't had any connection with him for years.
One foot after the other.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
One foot after the other.
All right. Well, I will think about that. Okay, thank you very much. And will my husband make it through this problem he has about not wanting to be on the earth, or is that even possible for you to answer?
I don't think he's ready to hear the answer.
So the answer is not good then for him.
I didn't say that.
I guess it depends on how you look at it, huh?
Correct.
Okay, should I relay that information to him? Can he handle
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I thank you very, very much. Thank you for coming on tonight. We all appreciate it greatly.
Most welcome, dear.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you,
Carol.
Thank you. Carol?
Yes.
I think when a lot of people use the word soulmate, what they're really thinking of twin flame, and the twin flames that one is incarnate, one is on the other side. Whereas your sacred union partner will be someone you can be very in tune with and very close to as a real partner with both incarnate. Does that help?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, the senior executive service that's in the news and that Cindy mentioned, there's between 8 and 10,000 of them. Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay. And these are the people that are what we call bureaucrats that just stay in place, not forever, but close to it. And doesn't matter who's in charge or who their boss is, who gets appointed, but they are hired by appointed people. There's no elections, and they're people that basically the public has no control over, and maybe not even the president. I'm not sure. Can you address that?
Their boss is basically the Illuminati.
Okay. All right. So this is either the deep state or a segment of the deep state that has been in place for so very long. Does the presidential office have the ability to simply eliminate the entire senior executive service as a unit, just fire, like the whole thing is gone and therefore the people are all gone?
It most likely will have to be ratified by Congress, but this can be done.
Okay, I presume that would be a very positive move. Is there any chance, I'm presuming that. Is there any chance of Congress actually approving that if President Trump were to do it?
Yes, it will be close, but they will.
Okay. Does Trump know, does he have this in mind? Has somebody whispered in his ear that this might be a very good solution to a lot of the deep state problems?
He is mulling over what to do at the moment.
Okay. Okay, but he does understand that he can give this a shot and most likely get Congress to pass it in the current Congress as things are.
Do you mean a shot or a boot?
A boot. Yes, a boot. A boot, because if they close the entire thing so that whatever branch of government, so to speak, the fifth, sixth, seventh, whatever you want to call it, is simply dissolved. I'm talking about just dissolving the whole thing, because he doesn't have the ability to fire individual people in there, I imagine, but he can dissolve the entire unit.
Absolutely, he can.
Okay. What a good idea. Okay. So these people go across something like 25 agencies. They give themselves raises every year, and their logo has a keystone in it with a straight band, meaning they are the keystone to holding up all the programs of the Illuminati, right?
You mean supporting them?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, carrying out the Illuminati's wishes. Okay. All right, what a good idea. Okay. There was another email that covered that there's been like 10 plane crashes in the last month to 6 weeks, which is highly unusual. Can you address this?
Well, very soon you will be saying, oh, well, that was lovely that it was that low of a number.
Oh.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. Because this is something that selected Illuminati people, cabal people in certain positions can simply pull off, and it's cheap. Because they're pretty much out of money, aren't they? And so they have to do cheap stuff.
They have to do cheap stuff, but they're not the only one playing.
Okay. But good guys wouldn't be crashing planes, would they?
It's a war.
Okay, so if good guys choose to crash a plane, that would mean there would be cabal people on it that need to go bye-bye.
Right.
And if there are any good guys on the plane, they could be taken by the Galactics ahead of time. They could be prevented from getting on the plane in the first place because there's a family emergency.
That. They'll be prevented.
Prevented from getting on the plane because there's always situations where people at the last minute decide to not get on a plane.
Yeah.
And it could be something very innocent, but sometimes that plane is crashing somewhere along its journey, and they were saved, yes?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That sounds pretty good. Pretty good plan. Okay?
I'm glad you approved.
Okay. I've heard that there's close to 100,000 arrests in the U.S., and pushing a million worldwide. Is that true?
It may be a little more than that.
Even more?
Yes.
Okay. And this, of course, is not in the news. Not at all. Now, the over 100,000 in the U.S., would a good portion of those have sealed indictments against them already?
Yes.
Yes, okay, but maybe not all of them, or would they? No, not all of them. Okay, so some of the people, they've got the sealed indictments, and they've been arrested, and they are ensconced somewhere, and others are being arrested prior to the sealed indictments being completed, just to get them off the street on some, you have to have a reason to arrest somebody.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Stephen Hawking, 10 days after he announced some massive, important point, which I don't understand about the universe, 10 days later, he died. Was he murdered?
You think the dark hat can have somebody reversing course on them? No.
So some people believe that somewhere during his life that he was taken over and was influenced by the dark. And then he comes up with this theory that reverses everything and they don't like it, so it's bye-bye, Stephen.
What?
Pretty much. Okay. That does make sense. Of course, he can't have been happy in that body. I admire him for sticking around as long as he did to do the work that he's done. Was he given life extension stuff that's very private among the elite?
He wasn't given it by those that you might expect, but he was given it by the White Hats.
Oh, the White Hats wanted to keep him around, even though for a while he was working for the Dark Hat. Did the White Hats understand that he would come up with something very important, that they needed to keep him around until that happened?
Yes.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, because his survival with his physical issues for all those years, he had to have felt high-powered stuff that's not available to the general public yet. Okay. All right. Facebook and the rumor that the FTC will be fining Facebook somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 trillion. Is there any truth in that?
There is indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
One does have to pay the piper occasionally.
And is this one reason why Mark Zuckerberg is selling his stock like crazy on Facebook?
No. He's selling his stock because he knows the jig is up.
Okay, and he wants to sell out, run away, and hide somewhere and try to survive, basically?
Yes. Basically, yes.
Okay, all right. You've come to see, our cat has come to see Mary Magdalene and say hello, okay. Okay, Alex Azar, was former executive with Eli Lilly, has been appointed by Trump as head of Health and Human Services. Is he a good guy, or is he another one that Trump's going to give him a chance to perform or get the boot?
He's being given a chance.
A chance. Okay. Okay. Certainly he has the professional background to pull off that appointment if he's willing to turn and be a good guy, and we don't know, right?
And we don't know.
Everybody gets to choose. Okay. I think there's a lot of people that don't understand how many times Russia has helped the United States, the Revolutionary War and the Civil War and other times, and that Russia has been aware that the New World Order, which Rockefeller and all of them are pushing, and the Illuminati, would actually end up creating a war with Russia, which is not cool, and that Russia is a key to world peace. Is this pretty much true?
No, it's absolutely true.
Absolutely true. Okay. Absolutely. So during the times when Russia has helped the United States, whoever was there in charge understood that it was in Russia's best interest to help the United States in order to keep some kind of balance of power, to keep the cabal, Illuminati, from getting too much control. Well, more than they had extending their control.
Yes, extending would be the proper word there.
Yes, okay. All right, that is good. Something that Soros, I guess, and the deep state have called the purple revolution, stealing the color purple, of course, this is what they do. They take anything good and flip it over to their own ends.
Pervert it,
okay. That this is something now that Trump can go after because of the executive order turning everything he wants into a military tribunal rather than civilian courts. Because basically a lot of these people have committed treason, and that's appropriate for a military tribunal, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And they'll actually get appropriate justice from a military tribunal, whereas the civilian courts are so corrupt that there's no way that they will clean out, right?
There's no chance.
No chance. No chance. So this is very, very good. Okay. What's the situation with the toxic bombs that Cobra has spoken of now?
By the time 8 days have passed, they will be all gone.
Oh, 8 days from today?
Yeah.
Ooh, and that makes us one step closer to the event as well, does it not?
Most definitely.
Oh, it's not just human consciousness. The toilet bombs have to be gone as well.
Right.
Is there anything else replacing them that they still have to go and clean out? No? Awesome.
The Earth is under quarantine.
Yes.
So, no.
Earth is under quarantine, yes. So that continues until the event.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Oh, I'm so sorry we have to stop. Our time is up, Mary Magdalene. Do you have a last bit of advice or comment for our callers and listeners?
The truth is, dear ones, you can make the difference. You can make the difference. Do it.
Okay, I love it. Thank you so much, Mary Magdalene, for being here today. We're very appreciative, and you're awesome. Thank you.
Namaste.